That's been my interpretation too. So we don't have any disagreement on that. I've been very impressed. And again, it's these stories, you look at the first thing that comes out. So I go back always in my own experience, the Herceptin study, 5 patients out of 43. Genentech was going to drop it. The Journal of Positive Results refused to publish it and said that this wasn't important.
5 out of 43 responses?
5 out of 43, the first study.
To monotherapy?
To monotherapy.
Interesting.
And as I said, the Journal of Positive Results turned it down.
That's New England Journal?
Yeah. And then look at Herceptin. And boy, it was hard to believe that that was going to happen. Well, I still remember going to hear the first bevacizumab presentation by George Sledd at ASCO. I forgot how many patients now, somehow 17.6 in my mind, but it was maybe larger than that. Thinking, well, this isn't going to go anywhere. I saw the hypertension. There wasn't much bleeding, actually, much as I expected, but it still didn't impress me much. Then the capecitabine study came out. I thought, well, that's what I thought. Then the taxane study came out, and, you know, I've always been evidence-based, and it's very impressive. I just think it'll take a while to get people on board. I think it's going to happen. You know, the breast cancer docs have so many drugs in their armamentarium. I've been sort of chiding them lately, saying, you know, what have you guys developed since Herceptin? What's happening now is even the new chemotherapies, they used to be first in breast cancer. Now they're coming in lung cancer, colon cancer, so on. You have so many things. I was talking to a young investigator at a major cancer center recently about testing a new drug that I'm interested in. And he said, well, if we don't get responses right away, he said, we go on to the next thing because we have so many things to test. Well, if we'd done that with Herceptin, there wouldn't be any Herceptin today. And in fact, that would have had a big negative impact on the whole biotech industry. So I think it's too bad because a lot of the most interesting and promising things in cancer that are coming up one after another have very humble beginnings. That's been true of the EGFR inhibitors. Every one of them looked kind of dull. Each has proven to be an important drug. That was true of Herceptin. That's true of Avastin. Over and over again, it's almost to the point where if it looks really good at the beginning, it may have a marginal benefit. It's the ones with the weak signals but have an interesting mechanism that's distinctly different that eventually seem to be coming to the fore, but it just takes a long time and a lot of patience.